Jalen Green deserves to be Western Conference Player of the Month as he continues to stay hot and leads the Rockets to their 8th win in a row, demolishing the Utah Jazz. Let's talk about it. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Summit State of Mind, presented to you by the Apollo Podcast Network and powered by Big City Wings. On today's episode, we are going to discuss Jalen's recent hot streak and why he deserves to be Western Conference Player of the Month. We're also going to review the Rockets' 8-game win streak and their chances to make the play-in. And we're also going to discuss Jabari Smith's 1-game suspension, which is going to be effective Monday versus the Blazers. Once again, I am joined by the GM. You're an everyday occurrence now? Are you an every episode occurrence?
I don't know. No promises. No promises will be made. But I am here.
Today.
Today. To speak on. Jalen Green.
There
you go.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Green. Let's talk about it right now. Let's not even skip it. Let's discuss it. GM, I want to give you his numbers. Let's give you his scoring numbers the past 5 games.
Yeah.
And let's see where we're at, because I believe he deserves to be player of the month. And I know you do too.
Britney Spears said it best. Hit me, baby, one more time. Let's do it.
Wow. His scoring the last 5. Jalen's scoring the last 5 games: 37 versus Washington, 26 versus Cleveland, 42 versus Washington, 26 versus Chicago, and last night, 41 against the Utah Jazz. GM, the question is going to be presented to you while I present the question of the night to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jalen Green deserving to be Western Conference Player of the Month? Drop your comment right now on our YouTube. Super kick that subscribe button, run time, and let us know why or if Jalen Green deserves to be Western Conference Player of the Month. Now I direct the question over to you, GM.
Uh-huh.
Is Jalen Green deserving to be Western Conference Player of the Month?
Absolutely.
Not week. Month.
Absolutely. Okay. 100%. I mean,
the
team is practically undefeated in the month of March.
Eight and one,
10-1. I don't remember. But I know that this team has been killing it. We have an 8-game winning streak currently, and Jalen Green has been in the forefront of this team's success. It's not just because of Jalen Green, but Jalen Green is certainly leading the way.
He's the catalyst.
He's the catalyst for the reason why the Rockets are, the team to beat in the month of March, as they are marching their way into a potential play-in spot.
Well done.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves currently.
They're down 6.
The Warriors
in the fourth quarter.
Okay, good. The Timberwolves are down five. Okay, well,
but yeah, they're making their case.
We can be 1 game back by the time that you guys get this episode, or 2 games back, right?
Yes, because we're a game and a half.
There
okay,
you go.
Yeah, and for me, I think Jalen Green is more than deserving to be Western Conference Player of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers, first of all, are sexy. Mm-hmm. He's averaging around 30 plus points a game.
Absolutely.
For the month of March. But man, more importantly than that, but just more than the numbers, if you just dive past that,
mm-hmm.
Jalen Green's been, he's been a two-way player.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He's been locking up the best guards
yep.
on each team.
Mm-hmm.
While dropping 30 plus on their faces.
Yeah, I mean,
that's insane.
The effort has been there on both sides of the court. You could see him leading the way in terms of being a playmaker on the floor as well with the ball in his hands. He's making a lot better decisions than what has transpired prior to the month of March. But I think that this upswing started after the All-Star break. But we had called it, those that have been watching and understanding, Jalen's struggles are not for certain. But you know, this is a type of player that we believed we would see. Ime Udoka deserves credit. Ime Udoka stripped Jalen Green down to who he was, into the core, and what he was accustomed to playing under Stephen Silas, and helped mold him into the kind of player that Ime Udoka saw Jalen to be. And we're definitely seeing the fruits of that labor currently. His playmaking abilities, his defense, his energy on the defensive end is something that people do not want to mention, but he's been there. Sam Vecenie mentioned it today on Twitter that Jalen Green has really improved a ton, and someone that has definitely caught the eye of those people that do cover the game of basketball, especially
from
the
a
NBA.
National perspective. He's starting
absolutely.
To garner national attention.
Jalen's definitely getting that attention, and I think it's very well deserved. And the way that this team is playing, it's just It's a beautiful sight to see. The ball's moving. You got plenty of pieces that are just playing well, playing together, and playing cohesively. And yeah, it's just, like, what did you say, Ken? You compared it to a similar vibe of another team when we were at the game last night.
Oh, yeah. I compared them to the 22-game win streak Rockets, which I've mentioned a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. Their big man goes down. Yao went down. Shangun goes down. So they kind of had to, like, change their game up, play at a faster pace. They had to kind of pick it up on the athleticism department, which they were, which they've been able to do. This team does not have true, like, no true stars. Like, T-Mac was the star for that time, but T-Mac, you could argue, was past his prime at that point.
Yeah,
so, like,
a little bit,
you know what I mean? A bit past his prime. So, like, you know, we don't really have a star. Jalen Green ended up being inserted as being kind of that guy now. He's kind of the focal point of what this offense has been. Mm-hmm. And I think it's incredible. I want to harp in more on what you were saying in regards to Jalen Green. Ripping him down to the studs, it reminded me, it's so similar to how, like, for example, we're big wrestling fans, how WWE fans WWE operates. Mm-hmm. There's a style to them that if you try to, like, jump from one company to the WWE, they have to, like, rip you down to the studs. Like, they have to rebuild you. Mm-hmm. You know, wrestlers that are more popular than over now, like the Kevin Owens of the world, like these guys that were signed from independent promotions, didn't understand how the game worked. So it took them some time to find success.
Yep.
And I think that's what we're seeing right now from Jalen. He's going to struggle. Like I said, Ime said this at the beginning of the season. He has to wash away. He has to cleanse the sins of the past. Like, and purging all the bad, basically all the bad habits that they had.
Yep.
So it took Jalen longer than the rest of them, but hell of a time to catch it now. This team was 27-35 before they tacked on this 8-game win streak. Mm-hmm. They're back at 500 and now nipping at playing ball. So let's go ahead and maneuver right back into a GM from Jalen Green now to the Houston Rockets as a whole.
Yep.
Let's take it about it from a macro standpoint now from what this team is. They are 35-35. The 2:37 left to play. This is live right now. I got the scoreboard on. It's Minnesota versus Golden State. They're up 107-104. If the score holds, you know, Minnesota wins the game, you're looking at the Rockets now would be one game back. Currently, they're 1.5 game back.
Yep.
GM, this 8-game win streak has been unprecedented. Shangun goes down in game two, towards the end of game two, mm-hmm. which means they've tacked off a 6-game win streak without Shangun. Talk to people, let them know what has been like some great things that you've seen from this team and how they can kind of use this to propel themselves forward now to close the season strong. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the first name, of course, I want to mention is Amen Thompson. Him being inserted into the starting lineup has been completely game-changing. The way that he affects the game on the defensive end and the offensive end. He's just so smart. I mean, I mentioned this in the last podcast as well, just giving him his flowers, but honestly, this all changed when Amen Thompson got inserted into the starting lineup. I know that there may be a slight difference between pace of play with Shangun and without Shangun, but I do think that the true catalyst here is Amen Thompson.
Oh, don't forget, Amen Thompson at starting four.
The starting four, absolutely. And I think that it's just
a power forward spot. Put that on your bingo card.
It's a testament to his abilities and his versatility of how he's able to adapt into any position of what the team needs. He's not the guy with the ball in his hands, but he's able to move off the ball to pose a threat. Whether he does receive the ball or not, defenses are focused on him because of how well he performs at the rim. So when he has that ability to be inside there, he is a threat. And with that being said, that allows things to open up for other players on the outside. Because if they collapse onto him when he's inside, then there's a plethora of things that can occur. But also on the ball, I mean, the man just always makes pinpoint passes. He's got such great vision, and it's just something that's super underrated. His defense, top-notch, absolutely. But I will also have a mention to someone that we all wanted off the team, Jock Landale. Ever since LP has gone down, Jock Landale has definitely stepped it up into being the backup center that this team really needed. He honed his focus. I mean, he was hurt earlier in the year, which was reported widely that he had hurt his ankle during the season, and that's just something that, you know, that we can't either credit nor discredit him. We got to understand that there are issues that these players deal with, and just the fact that he's performing when the team really needs him to, when Shangun is down and we do need big minutes to be filled, he has been that guy to fill the role, and he's performed tremendously. So shout out to him. But Kenny, to you as well, like, who are other players that you believe that have performed very well?
Well, I mean, obviously Jabari Smith Jr. has been an absolute stud as of late. Playing two-way ball, inserting himself into that small ball five role, which I think a lot of people were kind of looking forward to watching him.
Yeah.
Doing it within like some pseudo minutes with Şengün off the floor. But with Şengün obviously dealing with an injury right now currently, and now they're starting Jabari Smith at the five, it just throws like a whole different dimension now for this team. It's just made them more athletic. It's increased their speed, but it's kind of give them more freedom as well to the switch everything mantra now to like kind of play that defense. Jabari has been just a stud on both ends of the floor. Mm-hmm. But the totality of this team is what makes them successful, is that they've kind of gone back to their roots, to what made them successful in the first place, and that was just kind of grinding it out on defense.
Yep.
And oddly enough, you know, the saying was we were a Jalen Green leap away. Little did we know that Jalen Green was going to make that leap on defense as well. We were talking about more from an offensive perspective, but now doing it from a defensive perspective, mm-hmm. he's kind of like been that focal point for this team kind of moving forward now. Like all five starters on the defense have been incredible on the defensive lineup. They've mm-hmm. stopped teams, and that's the thing, like the thing is with this team is they're not just beating the teams that they're supposed to beat, they're beating them soundly. We've won in double digits like most of these entire eight games. Like it has been nothing less than incredible to see. Like these Rockets are beating the teams they're supposed to beat, they're beating teams we're not supposed to beat.
Mm-hmm.
And like when everyone counted them out, like look, everyone counted them out, and even we got to a point where, you know, I had to be realistic during the show. I was like, okay, we have to start maybe looking at the offseason, maybe we figure out what we can do. Like they were dead in the water. Like they were DOA. They were dead or alive at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just happened to just like make it click at that moment. And maybe it was Şengün going down, not because of him going down, but them having to come together to play for a purpose now with Şengün going down.
Yeah.
That one of our best players is going down. Mm-hmm. Let's rally around, you know, a la Yao Ming in 2008, mm-hmm. where they had to be like, let's rally around our big man. Let's make this happen. So I feel like that's been a part of the process. But man, this team has been so incredible. GM right now, real quick, what is the possibility now with Golden State continuing to lose and the Rockets continuing to win? Now, granted, we got a rough stretch coming up.
Yep.
We got a couple, you know, we got a game against Portland, which we should win, but we got OKC on Wednesday, and then the gauntlet kind of starts.
Yep.
What are the chances now for this Rockets to make the play-in? Like, is it still not just possible, but is it doable now? How do you see it?
It's definitely doable. I'm not sure about our chances of fulfilling this prophecy that we have stated from the beginning of the year of us.
Oh no! I mean, I said six seed.
You did.
I think we're mathematically eliminated from the six seed.
probably, but you know, I said play-in was definitely a possibility. But with this stretch incoming, outside of Portland,
we got it's a gauntlet.
OKC on Wednesday. We got at Utah on Friday. Granted, Utah's not playing well, but Utah playing in Salt Lake City is a rough time. Sunday, it's like Easter Sunday, we got Dallas. And then that Tuesday, we're at Minnesota. And then Thursday and Friday of that week, we got Golden State and Miami back-to-back at home. So that's going to be an issue terms of that. If you go even further, we got Dallas in Dallas, Orlando, the last home game.
Orlando's a squad. They're a legit team. Right? They're a four seed.
So with all those games, correct, who are the actual teams that you think that we could potentially beat? I'm not sure about Oklahoma City. We should beat Utah, but I do think that we can take out Dallas Easter Sunday. And then going into Minnesota, I'm not sure how our chances are. I'm not very confident. We don't play well against Minnesota naturally. But with how Jalen Green has been and played in his decision-making, not just with passing, but his
Western
shooting.
Western Conference Player of the Month.
Western Conference Player of the Month incoming. There's definitely possibilities of where that we could keep this up. It's a little bit more sustainable, and that we could potentially get there. You know, the matchups aren't always going to be great, but you're going to have to beat teams that are in that bracket of playoff basketball. Playing Golden State, Dallas, Minnesota. Those are the guys that you got to beat. You got to have to beat in Orlando. You're going to have to beat a Miami Heat.
And
that's the only way it's going to work. And then we finish our last game of the year against the Los Angeles Clippers in LA. So it's going to be a very daunting task, but we made the run at the right time when we really needed to do it.
We
put ourselves in a position
that's what I was gonna say,
to where we may almost have a bit of more control of our destiny. But if you were to ask me today whether we can do it, I'm going to say Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what? Man. I'm gonna attack onto that. And my opinion is, I'm gonna take the Amen Thompson mantra. Fuck it. Win every game. That's what Amen said. Amen said, hey, we just gotta win. He said this like when we were at win number 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. He said win out.
Win out.
There's 12 games remaining left in the season. Fuck it. Win out. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Win out, and then we're not gonna have that issue. Go to the play-in on a 20-game win streak.
That'd be nuts.
That would be insane. Woo. I mean, it's not doable.
I mean, guys, we'd have to be top seeds, OKC but, and Minnesota, to make that happen.
But the thing that's dangerous about this, about what's happening right now with the Rockets, in a good way that works in our favor, is nothing is better than a team with confidence and preparation.
Yep.
And this Rockets team is getting it, and they're on fire. Their confidence is at an all-time high.
Yep.
The backcourt, Jalen Green. We don't even touch on Fred VanVleet, who's been a stud lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys are all playing for something, and they know, and they want plus. And I love the fact that it's not even Fred or Jeff saying playing. It's Jalen. It's Jabari. It's Amen Thompson all saying, no, we want to make it.
Yep.
Like, we want to make the play-in.
Yep.
I fucking love that. I'm like, dude, let's go for it. Why not? 70 games into the season, you're 35-35. They're up 5 right now. We could go down by a game. I'm not saying it. Maybe hopefully during the show we can talk about it, but they look like they're getting closer. It's possible.
Yep.
Fuck it. Win out. Like, that's my thought process. This team has been so good lately. They've been turning on both ends of the floor, and they've been winning so soundly that fuck it. Just go for it. Yep. Win every game. Charge into the playoffs. You don't want to meet. We're going to be like every playoff team's worst nightmare, especially in play-in territory. You don't want to play a team that's hot when you're playing in a one-and-done situation.
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs start today for the Rockets. They've been playing playoff games since, like, game 5.
Yep.
Since their win streak went to 5. So every game has been a win streak. However, for this win streak to continue, GM, they got to get win number 9. But if they're going to get to win number 9 on Monday, they're going to have to do it without my son, one Mr. Jabari Smith Jr., which
pour one out for Jabari.
Pour one out for Jabari. No yeet.
No yeet. No yeet.
He's weak ass call. Officially terrible. First of all, he got into a fight with, I was gonna say Chris Middleton at first, but I was like, wait, nope, we're not. He's not a Buck. What's his name on the Jazz?
Who?
The Jazz.
Chris Dunn.
Yeah, Dunn. Sorry, Chris Dunn. So he got into a fight. Jabari Smith ended up getting suspended for one game. He's gonna sit it against Portland. If I were to pick a game, it's going to be this game. It's at home.
That's the best game.
It's against Portland.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have Jabari Smith sit a game, that's going to be the game that he does sit. But without Jabari now, it's probably going to thrust Jock Landale most likely into that lineup. How are we feeling going into Monday's matchup? It's at home. It's against Portland. They're injury riddled. They're a lottery team. But Jabari Smith's out, and he's been pretty much a focal point in this defense in terms of being in the small ball 5 lineup.
Yeah.
What's your thought process with Jabari being out?
I think Jeff Green's going to get the start over at the 5 tomorrow night. We're just going to keep Jock Landale coming off the bench. But a lot of these guys are going to have to step up again. I mean, Jabari has been playing well for us. He's been hitting shots from the outside. But we're definitely going to miss him. But luckily, it's against a team like Portland. I don't believe we might get much pushback in regards to them as a team. Honestly, I don't see it. We should get the victory. I mean, the one thing that I do want to say is that this team is definitely a reflection of their coach. As the season has progressed, we've seen a lot of these guys become a little more physical. They don't take much crap from anybody. They are a young team, but they will push back and fight back. They're not last year's Rockets. This is a different iteration. And this iteration is an Ime Udoka version of the Houston Rockets. And these guys are a reflection
of them.
They've been grinding out. And they're angry. And they don't like anybody. They're on the floor. They're not afraid of anybody either. But, you know, Chris Dunn decided to step it up. And congratulations to you, buddy.
I mean, he got what he wanted.
Get ready to learn a foreign language, because you ain't going to be in the NBA for much longer, brother.
Chris Dunn, wow.
Just saying about
we got
that.
We caught a Chris Dunn stray. Episode 214, I think we're at 214 now, of the show. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I'm at a point right now with this, with where we are. By the way, I got the game on right now just to make sure that we see where we are. We're watching this in real time. Timberwolves are up 1. So
they sure are up 1.
We're going to talk about it right now. But yeah, Jabari Smith being out, obviously, I don't, the Rockets can win. They should win. But they can't take the Portland team any lightly. Now they get they do have to adjust. Yep. If they choose to get Jock to start, then they're gonna have to really figure out like what is gonna make this team go. Jabari Smith's been like low key kind of like an X factor for them.
Yep.
But with him going out, they have to figure out now like what are they gonna do? How are they gonna process this? Because if you want to continue to add pressure, you gotta keep winning. And more importantly, you gotta keep beating the teams that you're supposed to beat. The mantra has to continue next game against Portland, because the gauntlet starts Wednesday against OKC, but you want to win as many games that are winnable,
yep,
are favored, that are in your favor as much as possible. So they need Monday's win. They can't take this team lightly. I hope they don't.
Yeah.
That they continue to play hard. And look, it's just a one game suspension. I'm not taking it super seriously. I think we're in a good spot. Jabari's in a good spot. If we're gonna sit him one game, I'm perfectly fine with it. If he has to sit a game, the NBA is wild.
Game for it.
This is the perfect game for it. If he was out against OKC, oh man, I wouldn't.
You chalk that up as an L, frankly.
I was gonna be really, really tough for this team, but yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. Like I said, this Portland team they're not a threat, but any team is a threat. In today's NBA, especially with the Rockets that are kind of nipping at the heels of play in basketball. So just keep winning, and that's exactly what they need to do. GM, what, in your opinion, is going to happen? Like, basically, we're 35 and 35 right now. I'm going to give you a bonus one last subject.
Mm-hmm.
12 games remaining. What's the Rockets' final record?
Ooh. That's a good question.
We have enough time for one. Yes, we do. Yeah, we have enough time for one more. Let's go.
Schedule.
You just dropped the schedule. How do you forget?
By the top of my head, 43 and 39.
Wait, what?
43 and
39. Sorry, T-Wolves just got a steal.
43
Let's
and 39.
Let's freaking go.
43 and 39.
43 and 39?
Yep.
Wow.
Final record.
So we lose 4, win 8. 8 and 4.
8 and 4 the rest
eight
of the
way. 8-4. Guys, you guys know me. I'm a positive Percy over here.
I like it.
47 and 35, 20 game win streak. That's fucking good. No,
that'd be wild.
No.
That's the same record the Rockets had in 95 when the Rockets won the championship.
But I'll stay positive enough to where I'm not super crazy.
Yeah.
44 and 38.
That's fair.
I think that's fair. I
so
think
you
that's
say
doable.
9-3. I think
9-3 is doable.
To finish it out.
Okay. At the pace and speed and success rate and confidence and swag that this team's playing, that Jalen's been playing with.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Give me 10 more lookaway threes and we're skating into play.
I'm going to say that I think that our L's come from not OKC, but against Minnesota.
They just have Minnesota always whoops us.
Orlando,
I don't know what it is.
And maybe the final game.
Orlando at home, though? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Playing
at home,
well.
I don't think we lose any more games at home.
Possibly.
Like, I think we're just so dominant at home now.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't lose anymore at home. By the way, Timberwolves got a steal. They're up 3 with 11 seconds left. We're so close. We're so close. But Steph Curry is still on the other team. He's still a Golden State Warrior.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. GM, we're going to keep an eye on that, but let's get ready to go home here. GM, thank you for joining me once again on another successful episode. But, of course, we cannot go home without a shout-out and an ad for Big City Wings. That's right. Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint, one time. Once again, the 2 for Tuesday deal. The best deal in the entire city of Houston. Buy one, get one. For the price of 5, you get 10. For the price of 10, you get 20. GM, hit them with your 2 flavors one time if you were to be there.
Gold Fever and Spicy Ranch Lemon Pepper. You're welcome.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm a Gold Fever guy, but I prefer the dry rub with a bit of a lemon pepper. That's just my opinion. So, Big City Wings, find your nearest location nearest to you and go ahead and get some of the best wings in the entire city of Houston. That's right. Big City Wings, Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint, one time. GM, let's get ready to go home here on another happy episode for the Summit State of Mind. Give the people what they want one time. Give the people what they want.
Well, make sure to follow me on Twitter at JP_Mirabueno. Make sure to follow the podcast on Twitter and TikTok at Summit, SOMPOD. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram as well at SummitStateOfMind_POD. And make sure to follow our people, our brothers at Apollo NBA and at Apollo HOU. And based on what I see, time expired. Minnesota wins 114-110.
Let's fucking go! We are officially
one game back.
Let's fucking get there. And dude, credits to you. You did not miss a beat. You kept chugging along. I'm so proud of you because that was such a real reaction I had.
That was real.
Okay, go. I appreciate it. Very real. You can also follow me on Twitter at Summit Commish. Shouts to our Apollo Podcast brethren that continue to kill the game one time. That's right. BTD, Beyond the Diamond. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Astros content. Shoutouts once again to the Apollo Texans off the gridiron. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Houston Texans content. And once again, we'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for making us your first listen for all Houston Rockets content. That's right, guys. You got a full episode and a live reaction to the Rockets being exactly. Do it with me.
One game back.
Let's fucking go, guys. Keep winning. Win out. You know what? In the great words of Major League, win the whole fucking thing. Let's get ready to go home here, GM. As our producer gives us the go home cue here, I'm going to end this episode, as I end every episode, with a go Summit, go Apollo. And that's a 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8. Go Rockets. And by the way, make the play-in.
Yeet!
Yeet! The Summit. 4-4-4-4-4-5.